This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success. This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs the Playbook in the greatest stadium ever built and rebuilt here at SoFi Stadium. And I'm with a former NFL star and a friend of mine, but now he is a star on the entrepreneurial field, and he's doing it with a brand that I've always loved. Welcome, Chris Hetherington, to the Playbook.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you having me. Good to see
I'm
you.
Super excited now, because it's one thing to talk football all the time, but now you're talking my real passion. And specifically with Fathead, it's really my passion because it's the backdrop of sports, but it's business. And it's the true business of understanding how to build a brand and provide more value than you're asking for. And this is my simplistic perspective. And when you acquired Fathead, I literally thought Einstein, genius, because that brand was undervalued and it was underutilized. And what a great opportunity for a great entrepreneur to get an undervalued, underutilized property with the backdrop of sports. In that context, what did you see with the opportunity when you acquired Fathead?
You know, it was, to be honest with you, Dave, I was in the right place at the right time. And it kind of serendipitously got put on my plate. And it's one of my close friends from Yale who lived in the Detroit, Michigan area, got to know the former CEO and owner of Fathead. And the company wasn't for sale. We convinced them to sell it to us. And look, they've done an incredible job. And you know this better than anybody. Building a brand is tough, right? They've spent 17 years building an iconic brand, and it's just been, you know, hasn't gotten the love over the last 3 to 4 years, and has been out of the conversation for a number of years. And so, you know, I looked at it as an opportunity to take an iconic brand with, you know, 2 million email subscribers, to over 300,000 SMS subscribers, you know, in a loyal community, to, you know, really leverage our relationships, our deep relationships in sports and entertainment, and now music and gaming, to really take this company to new heights and, you know, start to automate things and get with the times as far as technology. You know, we acquired a technology company very early on with an AR AI stack. And so, you know, in the future, we're going to build this fan engagement platform. But, you know, we have an incredible opportunity to be back in the conversation, to be ingrained in culture, to be ingrained in sports and entertainment. We have 194 licenses of some of the most epic IP in the world. And so, and for me personally, it's so fun to be back in sports again. You know, I spent 7 days in Vegas at the Super Bowl, and I saw you. I spent 4 days in Indianapolis, NBA All-Star meetings, and then went back to the Indianapolis for the combine. And, you know, I played my first 3 years in the league in Indianapolis, and that town has certainly changed a lot, like most towns.
Well, it was great to see you in Indy as well as in Las Vegas. Now, Fathead 2.0, what I find really interesting and smart as well is that you're starting primarily with the relationship side.
Yep.
You're prepared technology-wise, and you know the technology is going to play an integral part with AR and VR, and I'm sure AI and a variety of different aspects that amplifies the 2.0 brand. Sure. But what I like about your strategy is, maybe it's old school or maybe it's just my bias, but I believe business is still based off of relationships. And you mentioned the number of licenses that you have. And I know in sports still today, my relationships are what has elevated my own personal Sure. brand. How important are those relationships? But more importantly too, with the most important, how are you prioritizing? Because that's a lot of IP and a lot of relationships to manage as 2.0 starts to come about.
Yeah, it's all about relationships. And, you know, if you want to form true partnerships and you know, communicate well, do marketing initiatives together, connect social teams, that's really our goal. You know, Jen Beaver is our head of partnerships and licensing. You know, Jen, I've known Jen since my
She's the best.
My days of the Colts in the late 90s. Yeah, I mean, she's a great relationship builder. And so she's done an incredible job of one, repairing these relationships, and two, you know, working on growing these relationships and being collaborative and being, you know, proactive in moments that are happening and things we need to take care of and capture from a marketing perspective. And it's all about relationships. And we've been in a very fortunate situation to, you know, step in and look, obviously I played in the league 11 years and, you know, the NFL is our biggest license and probably the most important. And so to your point on prioritizing, I would say in full transparency, the top 20 licenses do about 80% of the revenue. So that has to be factored into their strategy. But also, you know, they haven't done a good job in full transparency of maximizing those other licenses by, you know, marketing initiatives and you know, promoting those partnerships. And so we're going to give everybody love. Obviously, you have to prioritize and you know, focus on where the biggest opportunities are for us as a brand and to, you know, grow their revenue. At the end of the day, we're trying to sell more decals so we can pay more royalties. You know, so they understand that. And, you know, they're really excited. There's a lot of buzz around the brand. You know, like I said, I spent, you know, the last 3 weeks traveling at these events and, you know, Radio Row. And it's exciting talking about this brand because this brand brings people joy and happiness. You know, when we first acquired the company, I had a Christian McCaffrey life-size decal sent to my kid. You know, he put it up. He's 9 years old. He put it up by himself in 20 minutes. And it was the coolest thing I've ever seen, you know. And now I was like, hey, Jack, in the future, you know, you can scan this decal with your iPhone and Christian McCaffrey will come to life and you can have a conversation with Christian McCaffrey. And he was blown away. And so, look, our mantra is fans first. You know, we are celebrating fandom and, you know, creating magic for kids. And we've penetrated some of the most valuable real estate there is. And that's people's homes and kids' bedrooms. And we take that serious.
Yeah, that's serious real estate. And you've done it with two things that make a true recipe for success. And the first is the relationships that bring credibility.
Yep.
So you have the most credible relationships and the most credible licenses that exist in sports.
Yep.
That's obvious. But it's the understanding of what built our agency, which is the irrationality of it used to be in the old days, we used to call it the irrationality of middle-aged men. Now it's just the irrationality of parents, all parents. And it's an emotional connection that has a quantitative value that is immeasurable. The joy on your son's face to get Christian McCaffrey or my son's to get Austin Eckler, who just was traded, by the way. So now we get a whole new fat head of Austin Eckler. But the amplification now of the great licenses that you own goes beyond the walls and it goes beyond the bedrooms, which is really valuable real estate.
Yep.
But now it goes on to the biggest real estate in the world, those screens. And there's so many different ways to amplify it. What are some of the things that you're planning to do? You kind of foreshadowed the future of the technology that you own, but are there apps coming out? Is there other things that you're thinking about to totally have an exponential value to the emotional aspect, especially for our kids?
Yeah, I mean, we want to have a deep, authentic, emotional connection to our fans and our customers. And we want our fans and customers to have a deep connection to their heroes. And that's important. We bought a tech company very early on. And with an AR AI stack, we do have the ability to get into metaverse and blockchain and all that. But that's, you know, that's in the future. At the end of the day, Dave, our goal is to sell more decals and grow this decal business, which is a phenomenal business. You know, there's a lot of marketing strategies, as you know, as good or better than anybody, right? It's living in the channels where consumers are at and storytelling and content creation, you know. So we're finalizing a deal with my old teammate, Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions, which is going to be a lot of fun. They're a great group. They produce unbelievable content. You know, we're talking to DraftKings about finalizing a deal on the commercial side, which could be a lot of fun. It's just, you know, we have a unique opportunity to take a brand that, you know, has an emotional connection already. There's a lot of brand awareness and a lot of brand equity. And we want to make it really ingrained in culture and make people happy, make people smile, right? When they get their fat, they should be psyched, you know, like my kid. And so there's a lot of strategies. I mean, we've come in and really cleaned up the business, Dave. I mean, we went through a massive unit economics exercise and looking at the, you know, COGS and margins and price of our products and, you know, what other comps are out in the market. And, you know, we're obviously the undisputed leader, but, you know, the only real way to meaningfully scale this business is to nail unit economics. And so we've done a good job of working with our partners on getting, you know, vendor agreements right-sized. And, you know, we've increased our average order value by 25%. We've increased our traffic to the website by 30%. We've increased our gross margins by 50%. You know, those are the things you have to do. You got to run it like a real business, you know?
Well, it is
like
a real business.
Yeah, I mean, we're having a lot of fun and we're in sports, we're in entertainment, but this is a real business with real investors. And, you know, we take that very serious. So, you know, look, we have big plans of being a mission-driven business, but at the end of the day, It's waking up every day and taking care of the blocking and tackling, understanding the X's and O's of the business in football terms. And, you know, we've set up pretty lengthy KPIs, and, you know, we're head down every day focused on selling more decals and who do we surround ourselves with to help us do that. And you know, look, it's all about aligning with good people, working with good people, as you know, and we have a really special opportunity. We feel really grateful to be in this position.
And because the core business is still the decal business, one of the technologies that a lot of people don't realize helps you as well. If, as an investor looking at yours, it's not just the amplified side of all the technology to put it all over the place. It's actually the technology of adhesives. They've come a long way since the beginning. Is that something, a partnership of yours? I'm not sure if it's a 3M or someone like that, that you're constantly evaluating better adhesives so that they don't leave anything on the walls or the cars or the floor?
Yeah, I mean, we're always trying to be very instructional and transparent about, look, you can't put this up on a Persian rug. And, you know, so the wall has to be a certain texture. You have to clean the wall. You know, we use a company called Magic Stick, which is very high quality. You know, FedEx is one of our biggest partners by far. They do, you know, we're a print-on-demand business, so it's not an overly complicated business. And so, you know, they have these 18 locations throughout the country, and, you know, wherever the end user is determines on where our products are printed and shipped. It's a very efficient business. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we brought an app to market in 8 weeks. We acquired a technology company. And we brought an app to market for two reasons. It solved two big problems that we were having. You know, at the time, 60% of our sales were iOS. Now it's 77. We needed a mobile e-commerce solution. And then our custom side of our business. So Fat Ed yourself or Chris Hetherington's son wins Little League Championship.
Or businesses, though.
Yeah, or
I
businesses.
I mean, think of podcasts. Putting the playbook right up here.
Absolutely.
I could put my podcast on the glass and pull it right off.
Custom is custom, right?
Right.
Bar mitzvahs, birthday parties, bachelorette parties.
Graduations, obviously.
Graduations, capturing these moments. And so, you know, historically, that was a very onerous and cumbersome process. That was done through the website. You know, the picture has to be the right resolution. We had outside designers. The unit economics wasn't making sense. And so we flipped the script on that and built out a back-end customization engine for this app where it becomes a lot more efficient. The picture's the right resolution. There's skins. There's edit capabilities. I mean, AI is going to change this game. We won't need outside designers. Hopefully they're not listening.
Right. But,
yeah, I mean, it's just at the end of the day, Dave, it's giving consumers what they want, you know, and we want to have the ability to customize products for people and help them celebrate moments that are either happening in their family or their favorite athletes or whatever.
And obviously you're very educated, especially as a NFL player for so long. Did you continue your education after you were playing?
I mean, look, I was fortunate enough to get a good education. I went to Yale and,
Fairly good education.
Yeah. My last 2 years in the league, I did the executive programs at Harvard and Wharton. I joined a hedge fund in 2008. I was there for a total of 11 years. You know, I went the entrepreneur route 4 years ago and started a brand in health and wellness space. And look, I've learned a lot. I've made mistakes, you know, and luckily I've learned from those mistakes. I've surrounded myself with great influences like you in my life and just learn, you know, at the end of the day, it's about doing things right, being a professional about how you go about your business, building a special culture internally within your organization and empowering, you know, these teammates to do great things and get them to think big. We're going big, you know, it's the big leagues. So
well, you've always had that attitude. We're only limited by our own self-image and understanding that vision. And I'm sure the books that we've both read, you know, those great leaders had incredible, and they still do, incredible self-image. Globalization, as you become more digital, as well as print on demand, the opportunities globally are outstanding for the business. Once again, as an investor looking in, seeing where this business is going, it's an incredible opportunity. But I see the globalization with other licenses around the world, whether it be cricket and soccer or football in the corporate side. What are you doing today on the globalization side of it?
We're laying the foundation for that. You know, we've been in clean and assess mode over the last 7 months, cleaning up the business, cleaning up the products. We had over 55,000 SKUs on our website. We've reduced that SKU count by 25,000. We have 194 licenses. licenses. Every licensor is going through a scorecard process. But, you know, it's been historically, Dave, a very seasonal business, mainly Q4. We're going to change that. We're going to make it a year-round business. There's moments, there's seasons happening every day, every week, every month. And then, look, global expansion is a big part of our playbook. And to your point, Europe and soccer is there's fanatics, and they it's almost like a religion over there. And I think we can sell a lot of product and do it in a very authentic way and align with the right partners. You know, we've been talking to groups in India about cricket and even Bollywood. You know, I think that's a good opportunity for us. Mexico is a good opportunity with soccer. And so, yeah, you know, we've been focused on cleaning our house and laying the foundation for growth. And then we'll start to take advantage of our relationships in Europe, our relationships in India, you know, to make this brand global. And that's where it deserves. It deserves to be a global brand. And we're working on some brand identity stuff. You know, we haven't changed the logo in 17 years. So we want to modernize that a little bit, looking at some other Pantones of colors and secondary colors. And, you know, surrounding ourselves with good people and good partners to help us, you know, take this brand to the next level. That's what I said, you know.
And to finish up, the atmosphere has changed as well from teams, leagues, and organizations, the customization that's available, the print on demand. But the one aspect that I love when I'm looking at it as an investor, I'm always analyzing, kind of trusting the people that I love. And there's so many people at your organization that I trust, but then I vet the shit out of it.
Yeah.
And because I want to protect them, if I love them, I want to say, hey, did you think about this? But the one area that's so interesting, because you're getting into gaming and music as well, is the individual power that didn't exist for the Fathead 1.0 that does for 2.0. So you could take even a middle-aged mutant turtle like David Meltzer, who has a few million people, and I become a distribution point for you, or obviously in the music and gaming world as well. Are you planning on having individual deals? So can I come to Chris and say, hey, I want the Dave Meltzer distribution affiliate program, whatever that looks like. And so on all my platforms, my podcast, TV shows, et cetera.
Absolutely.
They can order direct.
For you, of course. Yeah, I mean, I think.
How about someone really famous?
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely part of our strategy. You've seen the incredible power of affiliate marketing. You've seen the incredible power of influencer marketing. You know, look what Stanley did. Stanley went from what, 70 million to 750 million with some mom influencers. Like, you know, there's this opportunistic virality. You know, for a brand like Fathead, we have a lot of opportunities. You know, TikTok Shop, or, you know, there's a group called Dap Sports we're exploring that has these break rooms where we think we can sell a lot of product and the stuff will go viral. So there is a lot of power. I mean, we have some, you know, really great professional athletes on our cap table and you know, strategic investors in our cap table and people, more importantly, that could be great ambassadors of the brand. When they love the brand and trust the people that are running the brand, then they're going to be more motivated to help you and kind of spread the word. And that's, you know, that's definitely part of our plans.
Yeah, it's one thing to tout a brand, is another to actually invest in it. And I know that cap table, and it certainly bodes itself for great success in the future. Fathead's 2.0 CEO Chris Hetherington is here with me. We're going to see a lot of them, a lot of places with a lot of faces. I guarantee it. This is David Meltzer at the most impressive stadium that they're redoing for the World Cup, here with Chris Hetherington with the Playbook.